Let's take the time now to talk about the agricultural futures on this Thursday afternoon. From CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana, we're joined by Dan Zwicker. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Hi, Todd.
Hey, you got here on an up day for a Thursday. What moved the market higher?
Well, several things. It was kind of a mixed news day. I mean, there was a lot of bearish news on the wires, and then there was some generally positive news on the wire. And I think today was one of those days that the market just decided to kind of focus on the positives in the marketplace. It was, especially the new crop months were especially oversold. And I think the driving force now, I think, as we approach May 1, is little if any planting has been accomplished this week. National corn planting's probably going to be underneath 10% on Monday afternoon, and all of a sudden it's May 1. And the weather forecasts have dried out a little bit, but there's still a couple frontal systems expected to kind of march across the Corn Belt next week, and depending upon what, if they get wetter or drier, probably Monday morning is going to be the key. But a lot of short covering in the market. The technicals have started to kind of improve. Yesterday, Dease Corn had a reversal to the upside and had nice follow-through here today. You can kind of see the bean market having a nice up day despite having a negative export sales week. Cash supplies of soybeans are very, very hard to find. Processors are screaming for soybeans to crush, and we're going into a delivery period where little, if any, deliveries are expected to show up in either corn or soybean. So all in all, it was just a pretty nice day to the upside, given a lot of the negative news that we've heard over the past week.
So the short supply that we have from last year for both corn and soybeans, maybe soybeans in particular, according to the USDA's latest WASD numbers, would put us in a position, especially with the late planting season as it starts for corn, and that'll probably push soybean planting back some, maybe not as much as corn, create a gap time frame somewhere in August, I would suspect. Will the basis be able to help cover part of that, and how much work will it do to do so? And then what happens to new crop prices in the process?
Well, it's hard to say. I mean, this corn planting delays, or at least it's not Panic City yet, but it could be turned into Panic City if we don't have much planted by May 10th. And then we've got planting delays going on in the spring wheat area. That all indicates that you could have a big shift to soybean acres. I mean, that's a big fear. And then there's even talk of the freeze damage of the hard red winter wheat crop. We could see maybe up to 25% wheat acreage abandonment out west. Then that would maybe go into soybeans. So there's, but the thing of it is, and I've always, even though the trade talks about increased bean acres due to delayed corn plantings and spring wheat plantings, but like I tell everybody, if you're not planting corn, you're not planting soybeans either. So what you're getting into is, and is kind of what you mentioned, is we're going to have a delayed start to the growing season. That is going to push harvest maybe deeper into the fall months rather than the late summer months. And with our generally tight supplies of corn and soybeans, that could be very strong to the basis levels as you get into that August time frame to kind of keep the pipeline somewhat full. So it could be an interesting year, even after USDA's surprise find of 400 million bushels of corn and a few million bushels of soybeans.
Just want to clarify things very quickly that it may be, and you can tell me because I don't know, that all the heavy work will be done at that August time frame in the cash basis, but might not particularly show up in November futures for soybeans?
Well, I think it would show up in November futures also, because there'll be, you know, we are getting a decent book of new crop soybean sales on the book, and now some of the China business on old crop will probably be rolled forward. We're going to see some cancellations, probably in old crop, just like what we did here today. We just really can't afford to sell any more old crop beans for the most part, so they'll probably be rolled forward. So that'll show up in the November bean contract. I mean, it'll be August, September contract's kind of an odd month, but yeah. But you're going to postpone harvest. Who knows how far you postpone harvest? But that'll depend upon the summer. But it is shaping up that we're going to have a later than normal planting. It may not be real late. We just don't know. That's why I think next week's weather forecasts are probably very critical when we come in here Monday morning.
Many fear that the soybean crop coming out of South America, which has been delayed on transportation problems more than anything else, will cause a glut later in the season of beans coming on the marketplace than what we're used to seeing?
Well, the potential is definitely there. We do have a large South American crop, and that would be the big fear. And part of the strength that we're seeing in bean prices right now is Argentina farmers are kind of holding beans off the market as an inflation hedge because Argentina peso is falling apart. Some of this bullishness that we're seeing up front could eventually be super bearish as we go down the road. That's been one of my fears is that as if we have a big crop, and of course we haven't got it planted yet, but if we would have a big crop, there would be a glut of soybeans on the world market all at one time, because South America does have a large enough supply to really stay in the export market well into our harvest and beyond. So that's a big concern.
One final question for you. On Zwicker Farms in the northwestern part of Illinois, if you were to have acres that were possible to switch still from one crop to the other, meaning you probably haven't put any anhydrous ammonia on them, and we'll just say that that is the case, whether it is or not, which would be your druthers, corn or soybeans?
Oh, I'd stay with corn for at least another 3 weeks anyway.
All right. Thanks so much, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
Dan Zwicker is with CGB Enterprises out of Mandeville, Louisiana. He joins us here on the Closing Market Report. That happens each and every Thursday afternoon. We thank Dan for his time. He volunteers that just as everybody does that you hear for the most part on our air. And we do appreciate all the kinds of things that they do to keep us up and running. And we appreciate what you do to help us keep up and running as well.